is Kidstory.
This is Kidstory with Emmy and
Hi, my name is Emma, and I teach preschool, so 3 and 4 year olds, and I really love kids. And I believe that a way to love kids is to try to tell them, or if you're a kid, you, try to tell you the truth. Try to talk about what is real and what actually happened in the past instead of maybe what we wish was real or we wish happened in the past. So I'm going to try to share as true and real of a story about Thanksgiving as I can. And I was taught this story, this history, not as a kid, but as a grown-up, by Indigenous people who wrote the story down and shared it. And when I say Indigenous, I mean from a place. So I'm talking about people whose ancestors, like their grandma and their great-grandma and their great-great-great-great-great-grandma, were the first people to ever live on this land and have been here for thousands and thousands of years. And if you have questions, you can send us a voice memo or an email, and we'll work really hard at sending you an email or a voice memo back. This episode is a continuation of the previous one, so if you haven't heard that, I suggest you go back and start listening at the beginning. Okay, I'm glad you're here. Here we go. Many stories that say the English people came here so that they could practice being Christians, which are people that believe that there's only one God and that God had a child named Jesus. So this story says that English people came here so they could practice being Christians in the way that they wanted, which was different than what the government wanted where they were from. But actually, there were already places much, much closer to them, like a place called Holland, where they could pray and celebrate their religion in the way that they wanted. So the English came to this land partly to run away from being hurt and from a lot of sickness. And they also came to this land to try to make money. They did something really, really unfair, which was to steal land from Indigenous people. And they brought with them really hurtful and dangerous ideas. And many of those ideas had something in common, something the same about them, which said that some people were more important than other people. And that the people who were more important, they should have more of what they needed and more of what they wanted. So there's a lot of ideas like this. I'm going to share just about a couple of them. So one idea that they brought with them is called sexism. And sexism is a lie that says that men are more important than women, and men are more important than people who aren't a man or a woman, who are more than a man or a woman. They brought with the idea of them called racism, which is a lie that says people with ancestors from Europe who would start being called white people were the most important people. They brought with them an idea called homophobia, or another word that's used to talk about that is sometimes called heterosexism. And that says, that's a lie too, that says that there's only one way to love people and be close to people, and that kind of love and closeness should only happen between a man and a woman. Another idea they brought with them is an idea called capitalism, or it's connected to an idea called classism. And this is also a lie. Classism is also a lie that says that some people are more important. And in this lie, the people who are the most important are the people who have the most money. And capitalism has an idea that says that not everyone deserves to have their needs met, and that it's actually okay for some people to work hard and not even have enough money to eat food. And it says that it's okay for other people to work a little or work a lot, and have so much money that they could feed everyone they know and still have money left over. And one other idea that people from England brought with them that wasn't on this land before was the idea that we should have jails. And jails are a place where people are made to live in, often in cages or in really, really, really small, tiny little rooms. if they don't follow a made-up rule. I'm going to stop here for now, but when you're ready to keep listening, I'll keep telling the story on the next episode. The primary source materials we use for this podcast are included in the show notes and largely are from the United American Indians of New England website, the Citizen Potawatomi Nation website, and from a Thanksgiving curriculum written for elementary students by the Oklahoma City Public Schools Native American Student Services. The music and sound design for the podcast are done by Echo Finch. Grace and I also have full-length episodes of Freedom Means, where we role-play conversations about racism and colonialism, and then talk and reflect on our conversations. If you or your little ones have questions or suggestions, please contact us through our website, thefullstoryschool.org, or by sending us an email at thefullstoryschool@gmail.com. Grace and I are community educators and work with groups of teachers, parents, and caregivers. And if you're interested in working with us, please reach out. Thanks, y'all. Bye.